SBS Radio.
At makakasama natin ng live sa programa ang isang baguhan sa pag-awit dito sa bahagi ng Sydney. Kilalanin natin si Samantha Liorando. Medyo hirap ako sa apelido niya, pero sabi niya pwede daw Lorando. Pabatiin muna natin si Samantha. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Samantha.
Hello po.
Ayan, medyo mahiyain pa siya kasi nga baguhan siya. Pero naiintindihan niya tayo, di ba?
Opo, naiintindihan ko po.
At marunong siya mag-Tagalog. Yan, hindi tayo manonosebleed ngayong araw na to. Alamin natin kung paano nagsimula si Samantha Liorando. At syempre, pag-usapan natin, how did you start with singing?
My mom is a factor. So she got me into singing at the age of 6. So that was around 2008. And I got taught by the one and only Rossel Nava. And I think it went on for about 1 to 2 years. And then I moved to Sydney. And then it kind of stopped getting lessons, and then yeah,
that's how it started in the Philippines back when you were still there. Hindi mo naisip na to continue it there and have a career in the Philippines, because maraming mga Filipino Australians, they go back to the Philippines to do their career there.
I didn't really think much of it back then because I was really young. Mm. And then my parents just wanted to have like a better lifestyle. So we moved to Australia, Sydney. And I guess my interest just kind of, it was just gone. I mean, I still love to sing. It's just that I didn't know if I wanted to pursue music or not. So yeah.
That's when you moved to Australia, like you stopped singing. Mm-hmm. And when did you come back? Did you do any refresher with singing?
No, I didn't. Oh yes, with Jan Morales. Yeah, she came here, I think it was 2011, and I was 12, and she had one of her shows, and she got me to sing out of the blue, and I was so nervous. It was pretty nerve-wracking, but it was quite exhilarating on the stage. And then I just felt like, oh, I have, like, my interest just came back. Like, I like to sing, and like, I've been singing my entire life, and I just, yeah.
This is for me. Is that what you said?
Yeah, like, this, I like it. I want to continue it, yeah.
And after that concert, or Jan Morales concert, did you continue on doing or having singing lessons or voice lessons?
I've had a little bit of voice lessons, and then stopped because, you know, school and education. And then the person who was trying to teach me lived really far away from where I live. So the transition and like the transportation was just like
hard.
Yeah, it was very difficult. So I was like, education or, you know, singing.
But what really interests you to really pursue singing now?
I remember singing in the Philippines at the time when Rossel Nava was teaching me.
Yeah.
And then we had this show, this performance, and I performed. And even though I was really nervous and I was on the stage, singing on the stage, like, if it just felt really exhilarating. And it's just like seeing the people watch you sing. And it's just like, you know, you have the whole stage to yourself. And I guess that's just what I want to keep doing in the future.
Mm. So, what type of songs do you love to sing or you are really into?
Oh, I love Filipino songs.
Oh.
Yeah, especially from like mga teleserye. So yung Dolce Amore, gusto ko yun. One of the songs that I listen to is Your Love by Juris.
And you're gonna be singing that later.
Yes.
So pakinggan niyo yan maya-maya. Pero sino ang paborito mong singer, Filipino singer?
I like Morissette.
Yeah. Morissette. Mm. Is your voice some kind of Morissette? With the whistle thing?
That's for you to decide.
We'll see. We'll hear it later. Now that you are trying to like really pursue singing, you mentioned off air that you are doing some lessons. This is quite different because you're not going to the coach place, but you do it online. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Okay, so I've been preparing for a show right now, and I needed some guidance with my voice, and I got help by June Young, and she's been helping me. But the thing is, she lives so far away.
She lives in Central Coast.
Yeah, Central Coast. And then I just live in the West, so I can't just keep traveling to her place to get my voice lessons. But actually, she actually gets to teach people online as well.
Yeah.
So we go over Skype calls, Skype video chats, and then we just do it from there.
Yes, and we'll hear more about you and your kind of music. Makalipas po ang ilang mga paalala. At syempre po kayo patuloy nakikinig sa SBS Filipino Weekend Edition at kasama pa rin po ninyo, Ana Libulata, at kasama natin si Samantha Lorando. At bago natin siya muling makapanayam at alamin kung ano nga ba ang mga proyekto kung saan siya ay bahagi, aawitan muna niya tayo ang Your Love ni Juris Fernandez.
You're the one that never lets me sleep. Tune my mind down to my soul, you touch my lips. You're the one that I can't wait to see. With you here by my side, I'm in ecstasy. I'm alone without you. Days are dark without a glimpse of you. But now that you came into my life, I feel complete. The flowers bloom, the morning shines, and I can see. Your love is like the sun that lights up my whole world. I feel the warmth inside. Your love is like a river that flows down through my veins. I feel the chill inside.
Thank you so much, Samantha. Sana kayo ay naduyan ng boses na yan ni Samantha. Para akong dinuduyan. Para gusto ko na matulog ngayon. Is that the kind of song that you love to sing?
I like to sing very, like, slow songs, yeah, sometimes. Usually, yeah, that's usually the songs that I sing. Yeah.
Where do you get the... Because it's hard to sing a song which relates to love and the story behind it. How do you get the emotion?
I don't know. I'm still a teenager, so I guess, you know, like, I just get the feelings from different things and then I just put it into the song. I guess like education, like school, you know, and then with my family, if something is happening with my family and that really makes me feel emotional, if I feel like something's going to happen to them. So I try to
think of that.
Yeah, I try to think of that.
Mm. Yeah. Maraming mga Filipino-Australian singers dito, kahit dito sa Sydney, ano? And ganun din sa other parts of Australia. Ano yung kakaiba kay Samantha Lorando when it comes to singing that makes you unique?
Makes me unique? I haven't really thought about that. Because, I don't know, I guess I haven't been thinking of myself as like, you know, this great singer, because I'm still learning. And then there's so many singers out there who, you know, I think are better than me, to be honest. And I just feel like I think I stand out because I just
want to sing.
Yeah, I just want to sing. And it's just simple, like, you know, music is just a passion and it relates to you.
So, saan mo gusto makilala in terms of singing? Where do you want to be known for?
Right now, I want to be known here in Australia or maybe somewhere bigger, like America.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Possibly, maybe in the Philippines as well, because, you know, it's my hometown and I was born there. So, yeah.
It's always good to go back to your home country, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. And you are part of some shows upcoming in May?
Yes. It's the Marcelito one.
Marcelino.
Marcelino.
When is it going to be?
May 18th.
Yes. And you're going to be singing there?
Yes. I'm going to be singing at, I think it's in Blacktown.
Blacktown Workers Club.
Yeah, Blacktown. Yeah.
Do you have your song list now?
I do. Just, am I allowed to share?
Yes, if you want.
Okay.
If you can.
Secret that time.
Maybe one or two. Yeah.
I'm
going to be singing a Tagalog song?
Yeah, one Tagalog song and one English.
Wow.
So, yeah. It's a Filipino song, but it's still in English.
In English, yeah. Is it hard to learn a Tagalog song for you?
No. I like to listen to Tagalog songs all the time. Yeah. Because my parents watch it all the time at home. So every time it comes on, I just like sing along to the theme song.
Yeah.
So yeah.
For you as a young teenager, mm-hmm. What do you want to share with young adults as yourselves in terms of following or doing what they want or mm-hmm. what they really pursue?
Well, it's as a young teenager myself, I still don't know what I want in the future, and that's okay. But I guess for me, I like to go with the flow. I don't really like to plan anything, and you know, whatever comes in my way, I just adapt to it and be flexible. And I guess for like young singers out there as well, like, you need to take in all the possibilities and the opportunities you can get, because you will never know what you really want unless you never try out something new. So yeah,
do you think you'll be pursuing singing in the future?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Do you have any other interests aside from singing or music?
Not really. I think singing is just something for me. I sometimes like to act.
Yeah.
But I think that's just in the shower, you know, you just cry.
Because when you sing, you also kind of act, isn't it?
Yeah, singing is acting. Yeah, when you're on the stage and you got to feel all the emotions, yeah. You got to get that feeling so you can relate to the people and the audiences as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Since you're still studying, and I know you're on school holidays, but how important for you education is?
I think education is really important because I'm planning to, you know, finish school and then pursue maybe singing as a career as well. And I think once I finish school, that's when, you know, everything...
Just go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a student, and now you're pursuing singing, how do you manage your time?
Oh, with the whole concert and the show, and along with my education, especially the time where I had to practice and go to the meetings and stuff, I had exam week as well. And so it was very difficult for me to manage my time. But, you know, just getting a little bit of singing time, you know, just...
After, it relaxes you.
Yeah, it relaxes me, especially after reading so much, you know, so many words and like so many pages. And after studying, I want to, in my break, I just kind of just sing and practice for the show as well. And that's really how I manage my time, really, yeah.
You incorporate singing as well.
Yeah, yeah, in my breaks.
Where can our listeners follow or get to know more about Samantha Lolorando? You have a Facebook page now?
Yeah, I do.
What's your Facebook page?
It's just Samantha Lorando. Yeah.
That's double L-O-R-A-N-D-O.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much, Samantha. We had a great fun and you sway us this morning.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you and all the best to you.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.